This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our journey of the quest for the search for good moral values and practices. We find that unfortunately in the materialistic world that we live in, that gain of the world, the importance of the dunya is given preference by even by the Muslims. And possibly this could be that we all share human nature of a love of possessions and things of this dunya. As the Quran itself, it documents and it states, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. In the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, that we find, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The things that the human being loves, and here it doesn't mention believers or Muslims, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, that all of mankind, they have this covetous greed or this desire to acquire these things or to gain these things or to taste these elements. We find marital relationships, the gaining of children, of wealth, of property, branded horses, land, tilth. All these aspirations are provisions of the dunya. So we find by human nature we all want that element of taking, as they say, a fair share of the dunya. And thus it would not be wrong to state that the companions also had an intent, or people around the Prophet ﷺ wanted certain elements of the dunya, or they desired them in a good way, just like we may desire them. So thus they pose this question, this request to the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith of today we're going to discuss, that they requested certain things from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna an-nasa min al-ansari sa'alu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people from Ansar, they made a request. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for certain things, materialistic things of this dunya. Fa'atahum. So he gave it to them. Thumma sa'aluhu fa'atahum. Then they asked him for a second time, and he gave them whatever he possessed, whatever he had at that moment in time. ثُمَّ سَأَلُوهُ فَأَعْطَاهُمْ. Then they asked for a third time, and he responded and he gave them whatever he had. حَتَّى نَفِذَ مَا عِنْدَهُ, until whatever remained with him had been all taken away. Then after delivering this or giving this to them, فَقَالْ, he then mentioned to these individuals, مَا يَكُونُ عِنْدِي مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ أَدَّخِرَهُ عَنْكُمْ. Whatever I have of goodness, I will never store it, never prevent it from you. I'll deliver it to you, give it to you, whatever you want. But then he gives them three elements of advice. They ask for three things of the dunya, or three times they pose the same question, give them three things of the dunya, or continuously elements of request of this dunya. So in response, the Prophet ﷺ said, I will give you whatever I possess and I own. But now likewise, I want to give you three elements of advice, which are going to be better for you than the possessions of this world. Going to moral good values, aspirations, that they say have no price tag. Moral values are priceless. That a person gains this element of morality, that becomes a real identity, personality of the Muslim individual. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks chastity, purity, then Allah will give that individual purity and chastity. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks wealth, enrichment, Allah will enrich that individual. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرُ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks patience, then Allah will grant patience to that individual. وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاعًا خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعًا مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. And no one has been given more greater benefit or greater goodness than the concept of patience is given to that individual. So as we began, we all search for material gains. and practices or characteristics, but the sunnah takes us towards the material gain of moral values, of uprightness. And we study these three elements of advice, it gives us the good individual, the way that we need to live our lives. Because some Muslims, they think that if we possess this, this means that we become a wholesome Islamic society. If we possess things of the dunya, they have infrastructure of the dunya, we build it equally so we become powerful and dominant. They have wealth and possessions, we need to gain wealth and possessions to become powerful and dominant. They have technological advancements, they have skills, they have medical equipments. We need this to challenge the world around us. This is partially true. But you see, many of their practices are flawed. What is it that these people that they lack? They lack moral values, moral practices. They contradict themselves. And we wouldn't be wrong to state that many of them are hypocrites in their practices of what they tell people to do and what they practice inside their personal lives, what they adopt inside their personal lives. So the Prophet ﷺ, he came to reform people, to encourage people. These are the values you should develop inside your lives to become upright individuals. Whoever seeks chastity, then Allah will give that individual purity, give that individual a chaste life. Preserve that individual. If we look in retrospective to the world around us, we find zina, muntashira. Zina is widespread. It's a common practice inside society. Rather, it becomes aib. Person becomes blameworthy if they're not involved in some form of illicit relationship in the wider world around us. The moral value of Islam is teaching. Person who seeks chastity, lives a chaste life, Allah will purify that individual, give that individual a good life. As we find the numerous diseases that are spread inside society around us, the basic element is because they live a life of immorality, diseases begin to spread inside society. The second element that we find advice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَنْ يَسْتَقْنِ اللَّهِ, whoever seeks richness, then Allah will give that individual richness. وَمَنْ يَسْتَقْنِ يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Richness of this world, or the enrichment, contentment of the soul. Whoever seeks enrichment, Allah will give that individual peace and content inside their heart, inside their mind. And whoever seeks patience, then Allah will grant patience to that individual. And no one has been given a greater characteristic than the characteristic of patience that we find. That's the main theme that we want to focus upon, is as-sabr, patience. قال إمام أحمد رحمة الله عليه ولقد ذكر الصبر في القرآن تقريبا حوالي 90 موضعا. Approximately inside the Quran, patience and its various formats have been mentioned approximately 90 times inside the Quran. And many times we express this when the Quran speaks about certain things and repeats them, that shows importance. And even we follow the methodology that we began with previously, about where inside the Quran does Allah speak about certain things, or how frequently does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about a certain matter. إذا أخذ سورة البقرة, if we take Surah Al-Baqarah, we find approximately 9 different occasions, different impacts of sabr are mentioned inside just Surah Al-Baqarah on its own. أولاً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. First time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about patience inside the Quran. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek aid and assistance via patience and as-salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. This is going to be something severe, difficult, except for people who are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are going to find it difficult to pray 5 times a day. Person needs to have patience, resolution, commitment, to wake up early in the morning, fight one's desires, fight one's family members, people around them, their work, their colleagues, to make sure, especially these winter days, that we find that as-salah is so close. حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Guard and preserve your prayers, and especially the middle prayer, وَقَوْلُ الرَّاجِحِ, the middle prayer is Salatul Asr. As we find one prayer after another prayer, a person needs to preserve that, guard that. We're just about making, as they say, the prayers. We should be worried about it, but look at the element of patience that goes with prayer as well. Or even before that, when we speak about patience, the prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, couple it together, another place inside the Quran, inside the end of Surah Taha. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Order your family members to perform the prayer. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Ulama of Lugha mentioned that وَاسْتَبِرْ is far more deeper than just having patience. It's a stronger resolution, continuous commitment every single day of being worried about your prayer, focusing upon your prayer. Then maybe the worry as human beings, that maybe when I go to prayer, I may miss something of this dunya. I may miss my salary, miss some profit, miss some benefit of this dunya. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا We're not going to ask you about provision. We're not going to ask you what you earn in this dunya, what you gain inside this dunya. Then Allah Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ خِتَاب لِلْرَسُولِ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ وَلِجَمِيعِ النَّاسِ We're going to give you provision. We're going to provide for you. Why are you falling into this shallow mentality that if I pray that I lose the dunya? How true it is if you read فوائد الصلاة that you find. Amongst فوائد الصلاة that you find the benefits of salah that ulama of tazkiyah mentioned is barakah. في مالك وفي أهلك وفي أولادك وفي حياتك Benefits of prayer that you find inside your wealth, your property, your children, you find fawaid are there. Also inside Surah Taha that we find quite strange, Allah mentioned in the beginning, the most profound verse inside the Quran, when Musa alayhi salam goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّنِي أَنَّ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي When Musa alayhi salam meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah introduces himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّنِي أَنَّ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا I am the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only deity to be worshipped. How do you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the key question, because people believe in Allah. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرٌ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ Many people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their belief is tainted with shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the natural fitrah calls out to the supreme creator, the supreme being, or the all-powerful language that they use. So Allah then himself subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights, what is the way to remember me? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي Establish the prayer to remember me. As-salah is the path to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To show أَنْتَ شَاكِرًا To show that you are grateful. To show that you are focused. To show that you're committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you find Al-Iman Nisfu sabri wa nisfu shukr. That's Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah whole risala. Al-Iman is just a sabr wa shukr. That's two halves of Iman that we find. To be patient inside your life. To be a grateful individual. That's how you find is Iman inside the heart of the individual. The second time inside Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah mentions sabr once again. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ This time Allah makes khitab to the believing individuals. Oh, you believe. Seek aid and assistance via patience and a prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ مَعِيَ خَاصَّةً A specific closeness, proximity, Allah is with the patient individuals. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue the same pattern of ayat that we find. Because the tests and the trials are mentioned upon these individuals. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُوا مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Once again, says Surah Al-Baqarah, give glad tidings to these individuals. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ We're going to test you. Life is going to be a test for the believer. Test of your wealth, your property, your children, your life. It's all going to be tested. Life, that's what life is. And Allah mentions, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to the patient individuals who say we belong to Allah and Allah we return. Those are the patient individuals. Likewise, Allah then again mentions, coming towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the patient individuals. Then he mentions, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, qalu rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. The believing individuals make this supplication, rabbana afrigh alayna sabra, which literally means pour down upon us. Pour down upon us patience. Wa thabbit aqdamana, make steadfast our feet. And give us victory over the believing, disbelieving individuals. Victory will only come inna nasra ma'as sabr. In a prophetic tradition that we find, victory will come via patience. That's how victory will come when this Muslim ummah becomes a patient ummah, patient nation. Victory will be delivered to the believing individuals. And thus we find, as the Quran itself mentions, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. We find that a'imma, leadership, dominance, power, control is given to these individuals when? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, they became patient individuals and they believed in our signs, believed in our word, we give them authority in the land. That's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah, I mentioned that tanalu a'imma bis-sabri wal-yaqeen, based upon this verse. You become leaders, qualified to be leaders on the face of this earth, when you have patience and you have certainty, belief in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if we continue this theme of patience that we find inside Surah Ali Imran, right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as-sabirin والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة والعلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Allah mentions five different traits of the believing individuals. The first trait he mentions of these individuals is as-sabirin. It begins by saying these believing individuals, the first characteristic of these individuals, they are patient individuals. They are those who are observant. They're those who are spending their wealth. They are truthful individuals. And they are the individuals seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the early morning or before the dawn begins. These are the individuals who testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah again mentions inside Surah Ali Imran, Bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu. Speaking about the victory, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could send down 3,000 angels, but rather, bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu. But if you be patient and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will shift 3,000 angels to make it 5,000 angels to come down and give you victory and to aid you. The key element being one of patience. Till eventually that you find this surah concludes, and this is a regular theme inside the Quran, that you find many surahs at the end of the Quran or the end of the ending complete with a journey of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the end of Surah Al-Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Are you believe? Be patient. Exert yourself inside patience. وَرَابِطُوا. You need excel in doing good deeds, excel in guarding the flanks of jihad. And likewise, when other meaning of ribat that we find is waiting from one prayer to another prayer, being patient about that. As long as the person waits for one prayer to another prayer, the angels are praying for that individual, as long as the person doesn't move or does not break their ablution. But look how we become qawmun musta'ajilun, hasty people, that the prayer needs to be hastened, the prayer needs to be quickened. You find quite the contrary, the opposite. If the Prophet ﷺ was delayed from the prayer for Salatul Isha, the companions would wait there. Would wait there for the Prophet to come to them, to lead them in the prayer. There was no frustration. Today that we follow a life of clockwork, that the Imam has to be like a robot, has to reach a right. Obviously it's good to be punctual, to follow etiquette for the benefit of the awam, the masses of the people. But life shouldn't be, the Imam is a human being like the rest of human beings. May have been delayed, may need to renew their wudu, may need to prepare themselves. But people in their frustration, it's all a lack of patience. A lack of patience, then the prayer. The people find it burdensome, find it something difficult. The Prophet ﷺ would say, Ya Bilal, Aqim is Salam. command the prayer, establish the prayer, we may find coolness, tenderness, good feeling, relaxation, away from this dunya, 5, 6, 7 minutes, away from the dunya, revitalize the spiritual organs of the individual. As-sila billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to rush through the prayer, hasten through the prayer, make a mockery of the prayer. أول ما يحاسب العبد عليه يوم القيامة. First thing the individual asked about the day of judgment is as-salah. Hadith inside the Mu'jam Imam Tabarani. First thing. And imagine a person rushes through the prayer, makes a mockery of that prayer, hastens through that prayer. What will that value the prayer be? As-salah. يحتاج إلى صبر, needs patience in commitment towards the prayer. And likewise we find end of many, a common theme inside many surahs that we find. واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين. The end of Surah Yunus that we find. Be patient. واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر. Follow that which Allah has sent down upon you, the revelation. Be patient. حتى يحكم الله. Until Allah brings down His legislation, brings down His command. And He's the best of judges, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise the end, towards the end of, after Surah Yunus, the end of Surah Hud that we find. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Be patient. Allah doesn't let the action of deeds of good go to waste. Then a strange thing is that Surah Yusuf, تَقْرِيبٌ كُلُّهُ sabr. Surah Yusuf, the whole of Surah Yusuf we study in great detail, these 111 verses or so that we find, is nothing short of patience. مِنَ الْبِدَايَةِ إِلَى النِّهَايَةِ كُلُّهُ sabr. All of this surah is nothing but sabr. وَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three occasions about the shirt inside Surah Yusuf. It's not just a mere coincidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions three times sabr inside this surah. Highlights the importance of sabr. أول مرة that we find, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Yaqub alayhi salam just prayed for just any form of patience. He asked for فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, a beautiful patience. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. Glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what they attribute to him. Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, as we mentioned previously, his heart is ripped open. He doesn't just say, just give me patience. He says, Ya Rab, give me a patience full of beauty. A beautiful patience. Contentment in that patience. مَرَّةُ ثَانِي. The second time that if I'm patient, mentions that Surah Yusuf. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Second time, now Binyamin's taken away. Now this time he mentions, فَصَبْرٌ, patience once again, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Perhaps Allah will return all of them back to me. Bring all my sons back to me, bring them all back to me, that I may meet them once again. And the third time that we find, إِنَّوْ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيرُ عَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Towards the conclusion of Surah Yusuf that we find. Speaking about the whole journey of Yusuf alayhi salam. إِنَّوْ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is patient, Allah will never ever let the reward and doers of good ever go to waste. Yusuf alayhi salam, his life will not be wasted. His efforts will not be wasted. But the key element being once again one of patience. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا مِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. End of Surah An-Nahl. Once again, if you retaliate, if you punish them like they attacked and they punished you, then that is something which is allowed. وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. If you are patient, that is better for a patient individual. وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Be patient. Indeed, your patience is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَقُ فِي دَيْكٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Don't let your chest become restricted. Don't become upset with what people are plotting and planning what they want to do. Don't let that overcome you. Just be patient, Ya Rasulullah, inside your life. Continue what you have to carry out inside your life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those individuals who fear Him. And those were the doers of good, the end of Surah An-Nahl that we find. Another ending of the surah that we find, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. If I'm not mistaken, end of Surah Al-Ahqaf that we find. Be patient. that those ulul azmi min ar-rusul, those committed prophets, be patient like those individuals. We already touched upon Yusuf alayhi salam. Read the seerah of Musa alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Muslim. Yarhamullahu Musa faqad udhi akthara min hadha walakin sabara. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people came and they complained to the Prophet alayhi salam, why don't you pray for us? Why don't you ask Allah to give us victory? Do this. He said, antum qawmu musta'ajiloon. You're a hasty people. You're a very hasty people. Your continuous requests and what you ask for. Musa was harmed more than this. But he was patient. He was committed. This is a way of praising. It doesn't mean that Musa alayhi salam is better than the Prophet alayhi salam. It's a form of praising Musa alayhi salam. Was patient regarding that. Likewise, we find Ayyub alayhi salam. When you find afflictions after affliction, read the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. The peak of his life, the peak of his beauty, peak of his wealth, peak of his children. Allah slowly, slowly took everything away from him. Ibn Kathir in his Qasas al-Anbiya narrates, he mentions that no one, not even his wife, could recognize Ayyub alayhi salam. That you find that worms and insects were coming out of his body. Skin had been taken away. Insects were coming out of his body. This was a message of Allah. And he complained only to Allah. Anni masani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. So many afflictions have overcome me, but you are the most merciful one. Does Allah mention? Inna wajadnahu sabira. Ni'ma al-abdu innahu awwab. Inna wajadnahu sabiran. Isn't it strange that Allah mentioned about Ayyub alayhi salam? We found him to be a patient individual. What a great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was. وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلُ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَعُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُ نَصْرُنَا. Many of the messengers, they were belied, they were rejected before. But the messengers, when they were rejected, when they were slayed, when they were killed, when they were harmed, they were patient in their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committed towards that. Likewise, you find, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Once again, the end of a surah that we find, whoever is patient and forgives and pardons, indeed that is amongst the great virtues of actions or practices. Thus Allah mentioned a person, individual, who becomes sabur, becomes a patient individual. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah mentioned many times throughout the Quran, you do this action, you get same reward. You get 10 times, you get 100 times, you get many more times beyond that. Allah mentioned that there's no limit. There's no figure, there's no numerical format except for patience. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. People become patient individuals, then the reward is ongoing for those individuals. And thus we find that a person needs to study what is patience. Even we read Babu Sabr, ala aqal shay, the chapter of Sabr inside Riyadu Salihin, the fourth or the fifth chapter, if not mistaken, of Riyadu Salihin. Read this chapter about what is patience. And all the numerous ahadith that Imam Nawawi collects and ayat speaking about what patience is. You find patience, innama sabr, or innama sabr inda sadmatil ula. Patience is right at the beginning of when a calamity strikes you. This hadith has a context. You find there was a woman that her child passed away. And as she's there, she's naturally weeping for her child. A shadow, a figure comes behind or past her and says to her, fear Allah, wasbiri. She snaps and says, what do you know? What do you know about what patience or what the hardship that I'm going through inside my life? This individual just walks away. When it's not disclosed to her, this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find huna nastakhrij fawaid adida. If a person reads the sharh of this hadith, you extract so many different benefits about khuluq al-rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He wasn't like one like us. A person makes a comment to snap back at them. He quietly walks away. Because he understands the psychological nature of this woman is bereaving about her son, about her child who's passed away. He doesn't say to her, don't you know who I am? Don't you know I'm the messenger of Allah? How dare you say such words? How dare you utter such words? He left left and he walked away. Somebody else disclosed to her. Then she came rushing and apologized, because she knows that no person can bear calamities, difficulties, obstacles, bear them more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can do that. She recognizes her wrongdoing in a speech. So that's the advice, that innama sabr inda sadmatil ula. Patience is when calamity strikes you straight away. That there your belief, your conviction is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're grounded in your heart, in your mind. Now when a person cools down inside their life, assesses the situation, then becomes content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The three basic elements of patience that we all need to develop inside our life. Because as we began with it, many of us become full of external practices inside our life. Not to say that we shouldn't encourage ourselves, but to make the complete identity the individual person needs to train within themselves, to find these traits, to find these practices, to find these sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ inside their life. Thus we find our patience, three types of patience a person needs to develop inside their life. As-sabr ala ta'atillah. Patience whilst obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is difficult at times. No one will reject that. As we began with the short days of one prayer after another prayer, of obstacles, of work, of family, whatever a person needs to break from, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the world is full of doing whatever people they want to do on the face of this earth, the person needs to be focused towards that, upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, train their soul, fight their nafs. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. The soul is always yearning to come toward that which is incorrect at times, especially surrounded by temptation and desire. The person needs to break their soul, overcome that, as we began with, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be consistent inside their ibadah. Not a person just worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day, or on an occasion, or in a month, or at a moment. That person should be persevering throughout their life. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Well, end of Surah Al-Hijr. Carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until al-yaqeen comes to you, bima'na al-mawt. That's what a person should do. That's what the Prophet alayhi salam, akhir kalimatihi. Final words of the Prophet alayhi salam, he said to his followers, as-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. The prayer, what your right hand possesses. So the final words, we began with the prayer, finished his life with the prayer. No one can derail away from the practice of the Prophet alayhi salam and say that this is a way of proximity coming close to al-Islam. Secondly, find as-sabr anil ma'asiyah. Patience to stay away from sinning, from disobedience. Take strong resolution, especially amongst the young youth at the moment. The temptations, desires, they are flowing high in society, that everybody thinks that just do whatever you want to do now. And at a later stage, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later stage, repent. Later stage, become a good Muslim. Enjoy the luxuries of this dunya. Enjoy what everybody else practices. Ihfadillah yahfadka. Preserve Allah, and Allah will preserve you. You know, if you study the culture of these people, not to sound derogatory, it's become more evident how as human beings we feel sad for them. That parents, elderly individuals, are left all alone. Elderly individuals are left there to die all on their own. No family members. And the sad thing is, if you study the statistics of these individuals, it's not they don't have family members, it's because their family members don't want to be with them, or they want a life of independency, to be on their own. And that's the reason being, is because many of them enjoyed their life when they were young, carefree life, did whatever they want to do. That's what the Quran mentions, that we want to punish them. May Allah forbid, with their own wealth and their own children. It becomes a punishment for them. They have no benefit from their wealth. They have no benefit from their children. That we shouldn't become like that. That we should be worried about disobedience, whether it be towards parents, or disobedience in general towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a lasting effect on the individual. That when it comes to the end part of your life, or if you make it to that age, you can see that certain things that a person will begin to face in their life and begin to ponder inside their life. This is the repercussions of disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sabr
ala qadarillah. Patience regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should be patient. Person shouldn't fret, shouldn't despair. This person owns this, or this person possesses this, or this person has this, this person has that. Or why this calamity? More and more we find, unfortunately, weak Muslims. Why am I being tested for? Why am I being punished for? Why is this happening to me? Am I the only one that has to face this suffering? May Allah forbid, these are words of kufr. These are words of ingratitude. These are words that a person is delivering from their tongue. They're not content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should be patient regarding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon every single one of us. And in conclusion, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَلْقَوْنَ بَعْدِي أَثَرَةً. Indeed, you're going to face and see certain things after me. فَاصْفِرُوا حَتَّى تَلْقَوْنِي عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. فَاصْفِرُوا. Be patient until you meet me at the fountain. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. هنا نقف عند هذه الكلمة أثرة. That the time will come after me, you're going to find much difficulties. If you read the sharh of this hadith inside Riyadh al-Salihin, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions atharatan is fasad, corruption, wal-umara, leaders who are going to be rebellious, who are going to take people's wealth, property, do harm, bloodshed upon this land, take people's property away from them, turmoil, fitan that we find. Person needs to be patient. فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى تَلْقَوْنِي عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. Be patient until you meet me at the fountain. Meet whom? Who are you going to meet on that day? You are going to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus we find that people in their belief in these blessed days, ما ننكر الفضائل لربيع الأول. We don't reject the virtues and the blessings of Rabi' al-Awwal. There are many fawa'il. But we don't condense our life. We don't condense our life on mere speech. We don't condense it on mere speech, mere rhetoric, mere chanting, mere anashid, mere qasa'id. When كان جائز qasa'id للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, some ulama have allowed it. المدح للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, to praise him. Hassan ibn Thabit. ما ننكر هذا. We don't reject this. But your whole life just becomes that. That's it. That's all it becomes. That's all your focus becomes. That one symbolic gesture. The Prophet ﷺ is far more vast. Far more greater than that. Far more greater than that to just condense it on certain things. He's the one that highlighted the Quran, mentioned, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Balligh ma unziya ilayka min Rabbik. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O Messenger, convey to the people that which we told you to convey. If you don't do that, you have not fulfilled the mission. Then the strange thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes at the end of this ayah inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah will protect you from the people. You know, Quran is so unique and accurate. Because that's what some of these people, may Allah guide them, say that we're doing this in honor, in reverence, in respect for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The verse concludes by saying, Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Nobody needs to protect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah will protect you. Allah is the protector of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He needs no khurafat. He needs no innovations. He needs nothing of these heresies to say that you're doing a service to protect him and to honor him and to love him. And then to have the audacity to say that we are falling short in our love towards him, in our reverence towards him. Our reverence and our love, it overflows us as well. It overflows us as well inside our lives. If you want to read about love and devotion towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then read Wafatul Rasul. Read the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Awwal ishara, the first sign of the beginning of the sign of the Day of Judgment. First sign, as ulama have concluded, is the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaving this dunya. After the demise, leaving this dunya, is the breaking of this Muslim ummah. It's the end of this Muslim ummah. If you want to show love and reverence, read through his life. Read through what happened to Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and read what happened to them. How their love overtook them in their devotion, their commitment. You know, even when they washed the body of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, how beautiful you was when you was living, and how beautiful you are when you left this dunya. Hada nabiyuna. Don't say that we have no love towards him. We have no reverence towards him. We fall short towards him. How beautiful you was when you was living, and how more beautiful you are now that you left this dunya. What about the Sahaba? Raw nadharu ila al-qamar. Look at the moon and said, who is more beautiful, the moon or the blessed face of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam? And said, there's nothing more beautiful than the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have fallen short. What are we falling short on inside our lives? What disrespect have we delivered to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam? What do we want to gain inside our lives? It's nothing hatta talqawni ila al-hawd, until you meet me at the hold. That's what the journey of the Muslim is. The end meeting is to meet the beloved, to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to meet him inside the akhirah. Symbols and gestures are placed upon this world. Symbols of people who live a life and a desire of the sunnah, of practicing the sunnah, of defending the sunnah, calling people to the sunnah, encouraging people to live a life of the sunnah. What difference of opinion is it regarding that? What difference of opinion is there regarding encouraging people to follow his life, to be like him, to imitate him, to encourage ourselves, to stop at where he stopped? That's what a life of a Muslim is. اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِي أَوْلِيَةً. Beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, we find, follow that which the revelation was set down to you, follow inside your life. Don't follow awliya. Don't follow your friends, your allies, your religious clerics. Don't follow them blindly inside your life. Follow evidences inside your life to find close proximity with the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to find that love, that devotion, that patience inside our life. In a person, the ulama mentioned, who becomes patient, يَتَحَمَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Person becomes sabur, is able to bear many things inside their life. Many things able to bear them inside, many challenges, whatever they face, is able to bear them inside their life. If a person finds patience inside their life, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.